You are now listening to the Perceptive Readers Podcast. Good day, Perceptive Readers. Welcome to this Perceptive Readers podcast commentary. Or really, it is now the James Poetry commentary. Interesting title, wasn't it? You know, I want to talk about this movie that came out a couple of decades ago. Several decades ago, really. For a reason, because I talked about it before, but as some years have gone by, this is the thought that went through my mind. You know, whenever I look at movies, and especially as you've seen me in my other commentaries, science fiction, that I take more than even a bird's eye view. You know, sometimes you use the expression, I get to see the bigger picture. However, you know, in this day and age, through your experience, you find out that even if you were given access to the bigger picture, that then even that bigger picture has a bigger picture as well. That can connect in not only the physical realm, but guess what? Even the spiritual realm. So when it comes to these type of commentaries, on one hand, I may want to talk about the writer's imagination, the story or what he was going for, the play acts and things of that nature. And yet, when you think about the inspiration or motivation, it is not, you see, totally in fiction. You know, sometimes it's like you see a disclaimer. It used to be at the end of the movies that any scenes in this movie, you see, that may be related to real life events or persons or names or whatever is purely coincidental, it would say. And it's just meant to be viewed as entertainment, you see. So with that being said, you know, we do, I mentioned this before, as writers, we draw upon experiences and then we may write stories. But at the same time, we're combining our imagination, what we want to see as the outcome, you see what I'm saying, of different ideals and inspiration. And then we may take ideas even from, I told you, the spirit realm, you see. And so, all the same, it's something that people are able to learn from. And sometimes I go all the way down to the basic, even children's books, you see, like Dr. Seuss. Sometimes you find out that some of these same writers that wrote these wonderful children books and things of that nature, you see, in reality, if you were to sit down and have a serious conversation with them, you will see that, no, they were very much aware of just how serious life can get. And yet, what they wanted to do was at least carve out this niche, if you will, keep it true to their vision of what they wanted to see their world was like and how they wanted their audience to feel, you see, without any adulteration to it. You see what I'm saying? They wanted to keep it the way they wanted it. And you know what? When they were able to do that, look how it has resonated and continued down to our day. You see, there are books and things of that nature. Now, with that being said, I want to revisit, as I said in the beginning, Rambo. Because of the simple fact, this teaches so much about society. It teaches about mental health. It teaches how, you know, you really should treat one another, even treat certain persons at times, no matter what the pridefulness or the arrogance may be saying. See, because that's where the problem comes in at times. You know, sometimes if a person is so wrapped up in their own title and their own arrogance, they can really make a situation, you see, a lot worse that would have really turned out to be beautiful if they would have shown humility and handled it more of a correct way, going the extra mile to handle it in the humane way. Because what about Rambo? See, I'm going to share something about his background. Look at me acting like I wrote the movie Rambo. No, I didn't. But the thing about it is, I do have insight as to those type of experiences and character mindsets. You see, let's put the word humble and humility aside. See, because there is really a reality that some men live by. And especially when you go into the type of training that Rambo, that special forces, the elite special forces of what he came from, it's a totally different mindset. It's also a mindset that, make no mistake about it, top secret mission upon top secret mission upon top secret missions are given to such persons like that in times past. See, the ones that you never hear about or never on the news or what have you. Now, you have a person that go through that type of training and experience, and then they come back, you see, to society. And some of the normal everyday interactions, social interactions of how we may deal with other people, I'm even say even in the BS mode, they were not conditioned or trained in that way to deal with it on that level, if ever would be able to deal with that level without some type of special type of miracle, if you will, a miracle of insight, miracle of Holy Spirit, or miracle of reading the Holy Bible. Something on a spiritual level. But see, before they even really get to that type of spiritual level, what would a person have to do in the meantime? They basically, if they're wise, would just go with the flow of what that person or being is telling them. You see, until, if ever, you see, they decide to do something otherwise. Why? Because everything that was in them that was looked at as upright and honorable, and what you do to protect yourself and others, like I said, which was looked at as totally honorable, totally the right thing to do, was so ingrained, trained, reinforced, and now to come back to a community that totally spit upon, disrespected every type of honor and code that they went into it really wanting to help people, the very people who turned against them. You see, that was the mold. That was the atmosphere that the movie Rambo was talking about, you see. And when he entered this town, you see, he still was a quiet man. And one of the things that, you know, he was just looking for something to eat, and he wasn't going to bother anybody. And yet, you know, you had this sheriff, you see, with all his authority and arrogance on top of that, just wanted to push a man like that in a way that he really shouldn't have pushed a man like that. So people can start saying that, well, you know, if he had all that training, then, you know, he should have just did what the law told him to do or what have you. See, that's the point that is left out. If you look at the way that the movie was carried out or what have you, the man was still within his rights, you see, even as a citizen, to still get something to eat and not be basically herded and rushed out of town before he could get his strength back together to even leave that town, you see. And on top of that, he was still showing no signs of breaking the laws, vagrancy, any of that. He wasn't doing any of that. So the whole point is somebody was just, what was they doing? In this case, with their arrogance, they were creating a situation and problem where it really was none at all. Now, with that being said, you see, if you end up watching the whole movie through, he went into his type of training, you know, everything that he experienced, a wartime and things of that nature, which really, you see, taught those persons who were bullying him or bullying him at the request of this arrogant, you see, town's leader, so to speak, in his position. At the end, you see, the colonel was called in that trained him. And remember, the reason why they actually had to do that, because see, it was literally at that point in time. It's like no matter what nobody else say, it was not one other being, most likely, that was going to be able to reach him at all. And you know what? As you can tell from the emotional upheaval and everything else at the end, do you really think Rambo even cared? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So, talking about, okay, a spiritual view. See, today, you might run into a person who, for all intents and purposes, see, Rambo still had, you know, a form of post-traumatic. Well, it was PTS, and yet, see, he was still managing it. He was managing it the best way he could. So that lets you know again. Remember, I told you, no matter how strong a person is, even mentally, spiritually, or what have you, we all still have triggers. And yes, we learn about what prayer does and things of that nature. But what I try to emphasize to people is this. You know, even if a person does pray and yet they're still triggered, then does that mean all of a sudden they just are a bad person? Or that in this case, in some cases, are they just a bad Christian? You see, it's not like you take upon this life and soon as you make your next triggered mistake or what have you, then now you're still a bad person. Because if you're human, then quite possibly there's just certain triggers you're going to deal with all your life. And it doesn't mean you don't have faith. And it doesn't mean that you're not being used by God, who's appreciating what you're doing in so many other ways. In so many other ways. And and you shouldn't forget that. So still, let me talk about with Paul. See, what the best way, now I admit, in that movie, the colonel could talk straight up the Rambo at the end, the kind of the way that he wanted to. But all the same, would there have been any other professionals that could have had even a little chance of reaching him or this or that. Well, all I can tell you is this, because, you know, we talked about arrogance, we talked about helping certain people and things of that nature. See, one thing about the sheriff, remember, he wasn't willing to yield one iota of who he was and what authority he had and this and that. And yet, did you know in the scriptures, the good book, the Holy Bible, remember I told you how much authority and power and knowledge and wisdom that the Apostle Paul had? See? And that key word, even Apostle Paul even had. And yet, you know, when he approached people, the Bible describes him as being as gentle as he could be, you see. And in more places than one, it showed that he wasn't even thinking about being, you see, overbearing, throwing his authority around. Oh, he certainly wasn't thinking like that. But no, he, once again, was approaching people in the best way that he could to help them. See, some people see those same type of actions that describe what Paul did to help people in his day. Some people describe that as weak, and even that, and even also that those people were too beneath him for him to actually grovel at their feet, in a sense. That's the way they're looking at it in some cases, to give them, you see, more than every opportunity to become, you know, something better in the way that they treat others and this and that. And to learn, hopefully, to pick up something from him, you see, even about what? The Holy Bible, Jesus, Jehovah, you see. And so Paul certainly knew how to put, you see, his pride aside. And it just seemed like Paul did not battle with arrogance. And yet, remember, the people who didn't appreciate the way that he did his ministry, they called him that and everything else. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that interesting? So that's what I try to tell you. That's why I mentioned in the beginning about the mindset of even different occupations, like I mentioned with Rambo, being the elite forces and things of that nature, that, you know, I said this once and I say it again. There are some experiences in life that, you know what? No one has any business at all going around, poking around in that person's mind in that way, in that such an intrusive way that could set off triggers all over the place. And see, and it doesn't matter what the credentials are. I'm telling you, from the way that the Apostle Paul dealt with people, he showed us even that with all his credentials, all his use of the Holy Spirit that was given him, the way that he did his ministry, you see, even doing things that other people would have said, those persons are beneath your feet for you to even be doing this to them or doing this for them. Well, Paul still did it anyway, you see. In some cases, in a lot of cases. That's what I'm sharing with you today. We have a lot of people that even if they do something mean or bad, and I'm in this case, I'm singling out that they're just not practices of it, but you put them in a certain type of situation, you know, they may tell you a thing or two or what have you. They're going to get there, so to speak. You put them in a type of situation to end up trying to correct a person like that just by saying, you're wrong by not listening or doing this just because of a type of authority like the sheriff was doing. You see, overstretching his authority just because he didn't like the way Rambo's kind looked, you see. But really, principally, he still had no reason to push him the way that he did. You see, so I'm just telling you, there are just certain people that they're just not going to let you push them like that, period, no matter who you are, no matter who I may be or what have you. And you know what I found in life? That is quite okay. Why? Because I still know there's a God in heaven that eventually he's going to take care of it anyway. And the way that I've seen him actually deal with people of that type of mindset, maybe that type of training, that background, all those type of secrets that once again, as I said before, some persons like that would never sit down voluntarily to be mind picked and intruded upon and things of that nature with all the type of secrets that they had and of people. You see, it's not just about them. It was the level of responsibility, the level of secrets that they were charged with keeping for the rest of their lives. So, God, I'm sure, you see, Jehovah, I'm sure, he knows, because the Bible says he knows the formation and inside of us and kidneys and everything of that nature. So the whole point is this, you know, if you really want to help somebody sometimes, I say again, Paul gave an example. And I tell you what, one of the biggest problems that go on today is this. Since a lot of people really weren't taught to focus on humility and what it is, what it will do, and what it would not accept. See, humility doesn't mean you go along with everything somebody says. And it doesn't mean you do everything what somebody tells you to say either. You see, but there's a lot of persons that weren't really taught about it, so they still don't even recognize it when they got somebody who's showing it to them. It's actually looked at as something else. Isn't that something? So the best way still sometimes to deal with it is it takes Matthew chapter 5, even over time, to work it out. Thank you for being here this week on this commentary, James Poetry Commentary, where we dove a little bit deeper about a mindset, you see, a training, if you will, of someone who was, you see, who would have been like Rambo. Someone who went in with maybe the upright motives of Captain America, but yet the ravages of the physical world and the spiritual realm, you see, took something from him. That it only takes a special way of dealing with such a person. It's not titles or positions. It's more of a spirit, a certain type of spirit. And the Apostle Paul showed that. Take care of perceptive readers.